This Friday, Erev Shabbos Parshas Parah marks the one-year anniversary from the day that our shuls were shuttered. I remember the day like it was yesterday, agonizing in the hours before Shabbos whether or not to close the shul, and hearing about different shuls closing down and the painful decision that we had to make. I remember pressing the send button on an email to the shul with tears in my eyes, shocked that I was even writing a letter that we would be forced to close our shul. And here we are 1 year later, Erev Shabbos Parshas Parah, and there's a certain sense in the few days that have passed that there is a renewal, that the vaccine is coming, that there's a sense that the world is returning to quote-unquote normal. People are saying there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're almost there. And all week it's been niggling at me. Really? Did we really learn our lesson? Are we different people 1 year later? Are we changed? Have we done tshuva? The world is different. Things have changed dramatically around us, the way we behave, the way we act, the way we do business, the way we interact with others. But have we changed? Are we different people? Do we act differently? Do we look at the world differently? Is our relationship with Hashem changed? Are we new people, different people, reborn people as a result of the pandemic of 2020-2021, Tavshin Pei and Tavshin Pei Aleph? This is a world-changing event. The onesh, the punishment that we have received, the death, the disease, the sickness, the emotional turmoil that so many that we know have suffered, is hitting us and impacting us in an incredibly powerful way. But yes, as things turn and change, and we do begin to see, Baruch Hashem, the light at the end of the tunnel, we're forced to ask this question, where do we go from here? The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Pinchas that there was a terrible, terrible plague that Klal Yisrael were the recipients of. 24,000 Jews, Klal Yisrael, perished in a magefa, a terrible plague as a result of the Baal Peor. Klal Yisrael sinned with the Benos Midian, and as a result, the Kadosh Baruch Hu deemed a certain death sentence, 24,000 dead. And the Torah tells us, Vayihi acharei hamagefa, and was after the plague. And here, if you look in the Sefer Torah, the Chumash tells us it's a piska be'emtza ha-pasuk. There's a break, a large space in the middle of a pasuk. After those three words, Vayihi acharei hamagefa, there's a space that's large that takes us to the end of the sentence, and then there's a new paragraph. Piska be'emtza ha-pasuk, a space in the middle of the pasuk that's uncanny. It's an anomaly. It doesn't exist rarely throughout Chamisha Chumshei Torah, throughout Tanakh. What's the pshat? Why is that space there? I would humbly suggest that the pshat is because the test is not only during the magefa, not only during a plague, but acharei hamagefa, there's a space because we write the story after the plague. It's up to us to fill in the vacuum, the empty letters. It's up to us to decide what we are going to do after the plague. We've survived, we've moved on, we've figured things out, we've conquered, we've accomplished, we've helped others. We understand. But acharei hamagefa, what about after the plague? Where are we going from here? There's a space because it's up to every individual, every family, every community, every unit, and every shul to decide how are we going to move forward. What are we going to do? Therefore, piska be'emtza ha-pasuk, the very strange, awkward-looking pasuk with a very large space to teach us that acharei hamagefa, after a plague, it's time to rebuild, it's time to re-emerge, it's time to stand up, to be strong, to make powerful decisions, to move forward. Rabbi Akiva too lost 24,000 Talmidim also in a plague. And what did he do after? How did he respond? How did he rebound? He built. He got up. And he found five new Talmidim, Raboseinu Shebadarom. And from there, Rabbi Akiva started afresh. After Churban Bayis Rishon, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and for all intents and purposes, what we thought was the end of Klal Yisrael, Ezra Nehemiah inspired us to start again. We're going to go back. Al Naros Bavel, let's bring everybody back to Eretz Yisrael. And through Ezra Nehemiah, we rebuilt and started again. We saw a second Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed. And then again, certainly we thought it was finished forever. And then came Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi started, compiled, and annotated and completed the Mishnah. Without Rabbi, we would have no Mishnayos. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai reinstituted Takanos. Klal Yisrael, our ancestors, for Dore Doros, understood that there are going to be plagues, there are going to be shmados, there are going to be disasters, there are going to be diseases, there are going to be epidemics and pandemics. But the question is, how do we react? How do we respond? Did we learn our lesson? Did we figure things out? Are we ready to do tshuva? Have we done tshuva? Are we ready to push forward? Or is it just going to be life as normal again? We'll go back to shul, back to kiddush, back to more chant. I have nothing wrong with chant. I like chant too. But it can't be just business as usual. We're going to go back to shul and we're going to daven b'tzibur like we've never davened before. We're going to go back to shul. We're going to make a decision that we're not going to talk in shul. And if we need to talk in shul, we'll step outside. We'll limit our conversation. We're going to daven b'achdos b'tzavsa, with a unit, with a group, with a core, and we're going to be impassioned and excited to be back together. Shiurei Torah, the Beis Medrash will be full. We're going to run to Shiurim because we haven't been able to interact in person for upwards of close to 12 months. We're going to be excited, enthused to go back. Chesed, it's going to be like more than ever. Maybe we haven't been able to interact as much. Maybe we haven't been able to greet others as much as we would have liked. We haven't been able to shop and to help people like we would want to. But now, more than ever, we're ready, we're prepared, we're going to do it. We need to respond stronger and to fill in the blank words, the open space, the vacuum that is written in each of our own words, in each of our own neshamas, in each of our own hearts. And with our hands, with our feet, we will build, we'll start again. Vayehi acharei hamagefa, it's a new chapter, a new beginning, a new start, a fresh new beginning. But unfortunately, there are certain magefos, there are certain penalties, there are certain punishments where we didn't learn our lesson. You look back just a few weeks ago in Parshas Mishpatim, the Eved Ivri who sold to slavery because he stole. And the Torah tells us after 6 years, B'shana Ashvias, Yetzei L'chavshi Chiram, the slave goes free. But then the Torah tells us he has a choice. He could decide that he wants to stay longer until the Yovel, for another, till the end of 50 years. And at that time, the Torah tells us if the Eved decides to do that, his ear is pierced. Rashi, quoting, the Gemara says, because Ozen Shishama al Har Sinai lo signov, this ear that heard on Har Sinai don't steal, and you went and stole, now we're going to pierce your same ear that heard don't steal, we're going to pierce it, and we're going to say that you are receiving a punishment. Asks the Maharil Diskin and the Chedushe Maharil Diskin ala Torah, really? If that's the case, why didn't we pierce his ear right away immediately when he was sold into slavery? Why only after 6 years when he wants to stay again for the till the Yovel cycle is finished? Why now do we pierce the ear? It should have happened immediately. And says the Maharil Diskin something that we have to appreciate, listen closely. The Maharil Diskin explains because the Eved was sold into slavery, that was a punishment. He received his punishment, you didn't need to pierce his ear. But now after 6 years when he says, Ahavti es Adoni, es Ishti vas Bonai, I'm happy in quarantine, I like being a slave, I'm satisfied being in my house, I'm satisfied through the life that I have, that I'm an Eved to an Adon, I'm satisfied being a slave to my master, it's okay, it's not so bad being a slave, it's not so bad being incarcerated, quarantined, it's okay, I can manage. Says the Torah at that point that he needs to have another punishment because he didn't appreciate, understand that he was already punished. And if you missed your punishment, it's time to receive a second punishment. And thus the ear piercing is the second punishment because the first one didn't work. Were we happy in quarantine? Were we satisfied not going to shul? Was it okay that we weren't able to go to Shiurei Torah? Well, if we feel that way, lo aleinu, Kadosh Baruch says, you didn't learn your lesson. Didn't you understand that this was 12 months of punishment, of suffering, of difficulty? I hope you learned your lesson, says HaKadosh Baruch, because if you didn't, there may need to be a second lesson. Thus, as things begin to open up and as we begin to go back to normal, we need to say there was a punishment. Things weren't the way they were supposed to be, although there were certain benefits of the quarantine period, and we learned a lot. And we may have been able to spend more time with family, and things may have been more subdued, and we learned more about being satisfied with less, and we can be thankful for little things in life, and those are all important, critical lessons that we must have learned. And if we learned them, maybe we've passed the test. But if we were sitting back for 12 months saying, not so bad not going to shul. I could hear, I could do, I could fulfill mitzvahs in a variety of different ways. I don't need the community. I don't need the shul. It's not so bad. There's Zoom, there's live stream, it's okay. Who needs the shul? Who needs to be with so many people? I can learn by myself. I can daven by myself. I have svarim in my home. It's perfect, it's fine, everything is okay. Then we didn't understand the punishment. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there needs to be a second and there needs to be a piercing of the ear again. Thus, we need to leave the situation. We need to leave the quarantine, learn from our mistakes as things slowly begin to get better. And we need to appreciate what it was and where we are going. It's like Lamashal, the child or the student who's punished. And the teacher puts them in asylum. And the teacher is required or the parent is required to place them in a timeout or detention. And then the child or the student does it again. So if the kid is a nursery student or kindergartner or a young elementary school student, you'll say, Nebuch, what can they do? They didn't figure out. So you give them a detention again. You put them in the corner again. Another timeout. But as the child grows older and does that again and again, you say, Tipish, don't you understand that you were punished? Don't you not want another detention? Don't you not want the timeout? Why do you keep on doing this? And if the child grows older to become a high school student and an adult, and the same thing happens over and over again, you see, this is a fool. It's a shote. You got punished and you're doing the same thing again. Don't you understand? Don't you appreciate what happened? And if you read Tanakh, throughout Tanakh, Hamishuchum Sheitor, you see Klal Yisrael made this mistake over and over again, the Dor HaMidbar. Throughout the 40-year sojourn, they made the same mistakes. Sefer Shoftim, the same mistakes. They reprimanded, they do tshuva, and again they sin. And when we study the Sifra Svarim, we say, how could they do that? Didn't they get it? Didn't they know what they were doing? We read Shoftim and say, how could they have acted that way? Over and over again, through each of the Shoftim. Didn't they learn their lesson? Didn't the Dor HaMidbar get it? And therefore, if we ask that question, we must ask ourselves the very same question. Do we get it? Did we learn a lesson 54 weeks, 354 days of challenge, of suffering, of physical, emotional, and spiritual suffering? Did we learn our lesson? Are we just going to go back? It's going to be weddings the same way, chasanas the same way, going to shul the same way we used to, chatting and talking and speaking, and we're just going to go back to life as normal? If we do, we're no different than all of Sefer Shoftim, we're no different than the Dor HaMidbar, we're no different than the Eved Ivri. And lo aleinu chas v'shom, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't get it? There needs to be another detention, another time to reprimand you. Let's learn our lesson. Let's fill in the blank space of Vayihi Acharei HaMagefa. Not be like that child, that young student in nursery who goes back to detention again. We need to uplift ourselves. We need to go back and to open up and to start our engines again. A new beginning, Bereishis Bara Elokim. We're emerging from the Teva into a whole new world. We're beginning again after the Mabul. We have to start again. It's like Avram Avinu searching for the Mi Bal Habir. It's a new world. It's exciting. It's fresh. The opportunity is in front of us. There's so many choices that we can make. The chesed is going to be more impassioned. The Torah study is going to be more impassioned. The tefillah, the tzibur is going to be like never before. Let's start our engines again. Let's try. And let's fill in this gap. And let's unite ourselves. Be'achdos, as the beginning of Parshas Kisisa tells us, that if we don't want to see Negev, if we don't want to see a Mageifa again, v'lo yeh bem Negev, it's through achdos. It's through coming together. It's your chatzi shekel and my chatzi shekel united together. We're going to daven better. We're going to learn stronger. We're going to be more ba'achdos. We're going to be more passionate about tefillah, more passionate about chesed. Fill in those blanks. Vayehi acharei hamageifa. It's exciting. We're almost there at the cusp. The spring is coming. Pesach is coming. We're going mi'afeila la'ora, mi'shibur le'geula, from dark to night, from incarceration to freedom. Let's enjoy our freedom. Appreciate what freedom is all about. I can almost predict that what we're going to see when the things begin to open, certain people will run to one place. We need to be running elsewhere. Where are we going to run to as soon as things open up? Is the first stop going to be Costco? Or is the first stop going to be somewhere else? Where are we headed? What's the first place we're going? Anwa Meilin, the Hema Meilin, where are we running to? Where's the first place we want to be when we can congregate in the multitudes? Where? How? What? Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, together as a shul, as a community, as a tzibur, we will be zochet to do it like never before, b'siyata d'shmaya. And HaKadosh Baruch will be so proud of us that we've learned our lesson. We've done tshuva. The world is different and we're different. The world has changed and we are changed. And thus Klal Yisrael can say, Kiva Moed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end is here. We see, we smell the signs of Mashiach are upon us. B'siyata d'shmaya, we should be zochet to b'nisa niga. We were redeemed in Nisan. We will be redeemed in Nisan. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos. We should be zochet to the Kedusha, the Tara of the Parah Aduma. Good Shabbos to everybody.